A setting of George Herbert's Come My Way, My Truth, My Life by Canon Dennis Ruddy. Come my way, my truth, my life. Such a way as gives us breath. Such a truth as ends all strife. Such a life as killeth death. Come my light, my feast, my strength. Such a light as shows a feast. Such a feast as mends in length. Such a strength as makes his guest. Come my joy, my love, my heart. Such a joy as none can move. Such a love as none can part. Such a heart as joys in the love.
Lord, as we gather today in our various homes, we pray that you receive our prayers and our thanks. Thank you that whatever life throws at us, we can trust that you remain the same and that you are our hiding place and our refuge. We are grateful that you not only see our pain and sorrow, but you share it. We thank you for the ministerial team and those who have supported our Cornerstone community during this challenging time when we are not able to meet as we are used to. Thank you for the technology that allows us to remain in touch with each other and to still able to share in worship. Lord, receive our prayers and our thanks. We bring ourselves, our Cornerstone community, and the world before you. We thank you for the medical and care staff and scientists who have worked and continue to work tirelessly to address the pandemic. Lord, receive our prayers and our thanks. We ask for those who are still unwell and ask that your healing hands will be upon them. We pray for those who are mourning the loss of a loved one. We ask that your comfort for them will be very real. For those who have lost their livelihoods, grant them faith, hope, and strength to face the future. Lord, receive our prayers and our thanks. We pray for those who are in leadership positions and who are making the difficult decisions of how and when to move out of lockdown. We pray for those who are having to look at ways of changing the way we function, such as teachers and employers. We ask that the wisdom of your Spirit will be with them. We pray for those who may be fearful of venturing out as services begin to reopen. Lord, grant us courage, faith, and calm our fears. Lord, receive our prayers and our thanks. We ask for your Spirit of peace as many parts of the world rise to challenge racism and discrimination through demonstrations. Help us all to have a debate that allows us to listen and hear each other. Help us to have an open and honest debate that is characterized by the compassion of Christ. Help us make the world as you would want it. Lord, receive our prayers and our thanks in the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
God's saving news to all the nations take. Proclaim Christ Jesus, Savior, Lord, and King, that all the world His worthy praise may sing. Go forth and tell God's love embraces all. He will in grace respond to all who call. How shall they call if they have never heard the gracious invitation of His word? Go forth and tell, some still in darkness lie, in wealth or want, in sin they live and die. Give us, O Lord, concern of heart and mind, a love like yours which cares for all mankind. Go forth and tell, the doors are open wide, share God's good gifts with people long denied. Give out your life as Christ your Lord shall choose, your ransom us for His so glory use. Your ransom us for His so glory use.
My dear sisters and brothers, may the Lord's favor abide with you as you serve Him in your community, as you show love and heal those afflicted around you. May the Father, through the Son and the unity of the Spirit, pour grace upon you and your loved ones, sufficient for all your needs, all the time. Amen.